Achieving the highest level of performance is a critical path to success for leaders, teams, and businesses. It's more than a mindset. It's a skill set. Arizona Coaching and Consulting helps individuals, leaders, teams, and companies develop the skill set necessary to achieve enhanced levels of performance. Learn more about Arizona Coaching and Consulting capabilities, training programs, and coaching products at www.azc3.com or call 480-518-7757. Arizona Coaching and Consulting, the Performance Business Advisors.
Well, always a pleasure to welcome my broadcast media partner, Lynn Moran from Arizona Coaching and Consulting. Welcome on the line today, Lynn.
Hi, Zara. How are you doing?
I'm just doing really, really well. It's been a week fraught with ups and downs and going sideways, which is always good, right? Lots of challenges to our thinking.
Absolutely.
Good deal. Well, Lynn, you and I often talk about how organizations seem to get stuck in running after answers. And many times it's because they haven't spent time on the right questions. And only then to reveal that actually they've been shutting down the right questions.
I believe that that is a real challenge for organizations. And what we mean by shutting down the right questions is there's such an environment in corporations where when you get to the top, it can even be a small or medium business, quite honestly. People, you kind of start being treated like a mushroom. They keep you in the dark. And part of the challenge is for a leadership team in an organization, not just the senior leaders, but those who are, you know, let's say the top tier leaders, to really make sure that they're connected to their business and that the right questions are coming forward. Not scripted comments and dialogue, but the actual real meaty questions that a business is facing. So we want to make sure, and corporations want to make sure, that they're not getting disconnected from where the actual work or service is provided. And you and I talked about this a lot. You know, it's one of my passion areas about what drives a culture in an organization and how can you start to influence it in a way that information flows up as well as down.
Yeah, and you know this idea, you know, we do talk about people being under mushrooms. I don't know that we spend enough time realizing that at the flip of that is the senior leaders are getting tremendously isolated. And
yeah,
so how you bridge that gap if you don't allow the right conversations to come to the party? And even then, if people can't prompt the kind of questions that are perhaps a little bit more direct and provocative, that might be viewed as, she's rocking the boat, or she's going to reveal something we're not quite ready for them to know yet.
That's right. Or not only not ready for them to know, we don't ever want them to be aware of it, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I've been thinking about this for a while. And, of course, you know, our focus is always on performance of individuals, teams, and companies. And in the middle of the organization sits a large group of managers and leaders. And I believe that, and this might be a little different take on it, but part of the challenge is when information does get up to senior leadership, how they respond to it in the organization can make a really, let's just say can influence whether information is going to be allowed to come up. So, you know, senior leaders out, they find out something, they turn around, and if they really come on aggressively or strongly to one of the middle managers or leaders, it's going to be tightened even more.
Absolutely.
So there's
the fear factor. Yeah.
Absolutely. Or, you know, it's like, I'm not going to get beat up on this.
you go take the hit, not me. Yeah.
You got it. So what happens is it really is a push from below as well as a push from the top. And what has to happen is, you know, kind of an opening up to say, all right, we may not always like it at the highest levels of the organization, but we still want to know it. So how does an organization really ensure that the right questions are allowed to be asked?
Mm-hmm.
So just real quickly, I can remember when I was a rookie in sales, and the new president of the company came out to work with me. I mean, I had so many things that I wasn't supposed to say or talk about that it almost overwhelmed the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
And when I look back, I wonder, did that senior leader think that I was totally disconnected from the business? Because I was so worried about if I said something incorrectly or if I said something I wasn't supposed to. And as you move up through an organization, you realize that's exactly why they come out to work with people. So they hear and understand more of what's going on.
And it isn't always with a feeling that, you know, everyone between this level and this level are hiding information many times.
No.
It might just get reframed and positioned so many times it gets watered down. It's sort of like that old telephone game, you know, with the cup on the string, and you pass the news around whispering, and it gets altered.
Right. Agreed. I think the topic I would use, or the descriptor I would use, is it's managed.
Very well put, yeah.
Okay. And in that management process, I do think things are held close to the vest because, and once again, I put this on senior leaders, it's the concern or even fear sometimes of how it's going to reflect on that manager or what the reaction of the leader is going to be. And if the reaction is too strong, who in their right mind is going to say, yeah, beat me up again, right?
Yeah,
they're
only
going to start
once.
Saying, let's be careful what goes out there. Because what they really don't want is to deal with the repercussions. The issue could be right on. But it's, once again, I believe the challenge of senior leadership to say, how do I encourage the openness? So one of the things is continuously work on this middle management group. And, you know, our last topic, you know, in an article I recently wrote is when we interact with managers and we're in senior level positions, C-suite and those who report to them, we go out and present.
Mm-hmm.
We don't necessarily converse.
Converse, a big difference, yes.
There's a big difference.
Yeah.
So many times we see our role in senior management is we need to go out and communicate this to the troops. And I mean, I did it. When I look back, I'm like, geez, I wish I would have had a different split on that. And instead given them topics and said, you're going to present and we're just going to listen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And it'll be from groups of people so that you don't feel like you're singled out or that, you know, you're on a limb. Rather, you're giving us some feedback about what your group or your function is believing. So, yeah, I mean, if we think about it, we're communicating. We get people in a room, we close the door, we turn out the lights, and then we wonder why they're not engaged. All right? So I really believe that they have to encourage and continuously work on not only the development but the relationship that senior leaders have with this middle management, really the meat of the organization. Right? I think another thing is to really encourage authentic curiosity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And by authentic curiosity, it's not like, yeah, yeah, okay, tell me what you think, thanks. But instead to put really broad business topics out there and get some perspective other than in the C-suite or, once again, those who report to them. You really, as a leader, you get challenges to what you believe is correct. All right? So this authentic curiosity, and, you know, we go and we do surveys as companies. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you work with a lot of them that do it. And I can remember even participating. And did people really put out everything if they weren't mad?
Okay. Right, that wasn't motivated.
That they believed? Yeah, probably not, because you're walking a fine line. It's like, I don't want to immerse myself in that, right? But I want to be happy at work. And do I always want to be talking about what's wrong? So that's part of this authentic curiosity, which is, what if you reversed it and said, what are the things we're really doing well? And what do you like about our management philosophies rather than how would you rate this? How would you rate? It's kind of cold data. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. You mentioned it. It's the whole idea. And in fact, the common term is called appreciative inquiry, where we do things.
Yeah.
And as opposed to being a postmortem, we say, no, let's celebrate and find out what we did well to be successful so we can replicate it.
Yeah. You know, there's this whole school of positive psychology now, which talks about building on strengths. And, you know, a lot of individuals and teams are looking at that, which is let's refocus. And instead of spending so much time on what you don't do or what we don't do, what about what we are doing well or you're doing well? And it's really a different mindset. So I like your comment postmortem. Rather than looking at what isn't or what's gone wrong, reverse the process. And that falls for me once again under this authentic curiosity. And you know, enthusiasm is a strategy. Positive thinking is a strategy. And so I'm really feeling this passion and want to just encourage other leaders, no matter what you're running, and individuals to reverse the thinking. And don't say, tell me whether your managers are good or not. Say, tell me what's really going well.
Yeah, and I think, again, this all coming back to allowing the right questions to come forward, because that's what will get your focus then on pursuing, you know, the right answers or the right spaces. And in fact, you know, you've often encouraged that more and more of us as leaders should be focusing our attention on listening to those who are at the first point of contact with the customer, because that's at the end of the day where the rubber meets the road.
Absolutely. You know, I'm going to bring that up again, because there's been some big stumbles and also failures of some very large and at one time influential companies. And at the point of contact with the customer, the client, or the consumer, however you refer to them, and whether you're selling a product or service, you still have a point of contact, whether it's another business or, once again, whether it's an individual. And that is the beginning point of the pipeline. And many times senior leaders are managing the pipeline, the business pipeline, from the middle to the back.
Mm-hmm, yes.
All right. And so I will remain passionate, as you know, and stay on this theme about, if you try to run a business without getting to the very front end of the pipeline, where the product or service is sold, at least once a year, you really are not engaged in the business. You really don't necessarily have a feel for how the company is being perceived or seen by the individuals you sell to. And at the end of the day, you can do consumer panels, you know, consumer focus groups, but people at times will give you aspirational beliefs versus what they do day in and day out and how they see it. So there's a lot of trends going on, and there's a whole new generation of consumers coming into the marketplace. So I believe more than ever, it sounds logical and reasonable in the executive suite. But that's based on what the leadership believes, not necessarily what the people who they sell to believe or want.
And in fact, with the whole role now of social media and referrals that go so fast across the web, if you're not engaged in that kind of stream, then you really are lost in the clouds.
Yeah, I think it's been building. But once again, you know, if we were writing a book, and I'm sure others are writing a book, they're going to talk about how did leadership, it's going to be Harvard Business Review or Harvard case studies. How did they miss this? All right. And what actions weren't taken? Or you can have a strategy in one industry, and it doesn't necessarily transfer to another. Leadership competencies will transfer, but not business models.
And in fact, the business model that served you so well in the past could be obsoleted at the turn of a dime.
Right, exactly. So I'm very big on, throughout the organizations, and we've talked about this, there are leaders who don't show up on the org chart. And as you're looking to get the right questions asked and not shutting down those questions, then you have to get out and connect with those people, and more than anything, connect with the people who buy your product or service. And I've worked in corporations under presidents who were outstanding at that and came back to the business and said, you know what, we've been talking about this, but It's a disconnect from our largest customers. And I've also worked with people who never set foot in any of their top five customers. Maybe saw them in a trade event or, you know, a function, but that's different than being in their place of business and showing respect for the people who purchase from you.
Yes, and even the heads that people walk in with, are they walking in with already having the answers and going through the checklist, or are they really walking in to listen to the possibilities?
Absolutely.
And I think this goes not just, let's broaden our field of view, the same would go for people who are listening in who are administrators of schools, right? The heads of hospitals, you know,
leadership,
you know, people that are involved in higher ed. Is it, are you really down there canvassing the students that are participating in that which you're offering, quote, to the market?
Yes. And although, you know how this goes. Once our children go to colleges or universities, they the parents don't really have involvement. However, in most cases, the parents are paying the tab. So from a leadership standpoint, I know you're engaging in the child going to away to school. I'm finished it. But I do find it interesting that for all the money that is paid, I never got asked one question. And yet, I'm also, because, you know, one of my give back areas is attention deficit coaching. I make a lot of recommendations around schools. You know, based on, well, what do you think? Do you know of it? And I'm like, well, let's research it. You know, but I find it fascinating. And I believe that this whole shutting down the right questions, believe it or not, middle management is responding to a culture or an environment of either what I call, once again, this authentic curiosity and focus on what's right, what we can do better, and that flows downstream like water. It's really not a competence issue necessarily in middle management. It is a cultural norm that has come in, and it is senior leadership who has the responsibility to start to open those doors. And I'm not saying middle management doesn't share the responsibility, but you got to model the way.
Exactly. You have to start there first. And I think the other side of it, too, is that if you look at the kind of tools and additional departments we've developed over time, you know, internal company communications, public relations, human resources, is to constantly challenge that those function should not be gatekeepers, but rather enablers of that kind of flow that goes in multiple directions.
Exactly. But at the end of the day, right, everything flows downstream.
Isn't that really true? Lynn, thank you so very much. For our listeners interested in learning more about Lynn's work, you can go to azc3.com. That's Arizona Coaching and Consulting Center, based out of Phoenix. And Lynn engages in a wide portfolio of business and personal coaching, intervention, and enabling capabilities. And it's always a pleasure to have you join us every other month. We'll catch you soon.
Thanks so much.
You
Take
bet.
Care.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth. For pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it.